the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, getting you ready for the boys' game now. Jared Sluppy with you, live in Onega. 51-37 was the final score in the girls' game in favor of the Bears, who are now 2-0 on the season. The Onega girls are now 0-1. As for the boys' game, Oskaloosa, they came out to a strong start this past Friday, but unfortunately they fell just short at Valley Falls, 66-60. In the game, Trent Van Houten, he had 16 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Coy Perry, he also had a fantastic outing. He had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. But they are going to be without Coy Perry tonight, and they also are going to be without Gunnar Rockhold as well, who also had a nice performance. He had 9.6 boards in that loss as well. So for Coy, he actually is out of town for this one, but Gunnar Rockhold, he is sick. So unfortunately, they are down 2 of their best 3 players and 2 of their 4 starters. Their other starter is Josh Rowe. He had also a pretty solid performance against Valley Falls. He had 6 points in that game. Ultimately, they shot 41% as a team, 24% from beyond the arc. But what really hurt them was turnovers. They committed 15 of them in their season debut and shot just 53% from the free throw line. And they are under head coach Jeremy Rockhold in his 8th season leading the Bears. As for the Onega Buffaloes, they're coming off a 7-14 season, 4-8 in Twin Valley League play, which was good for 9th place, making their season debut here tonight. This is kind of an interesting team. They started the year last year 0-6, but then they won 5 of the next 7, and then they kind of were back and forth, not really able to get a whole lot of momentum throughout the season, but they finished the season losing their last 3 games. They bring back a couple of guards in Connor Nider and Jackson Coltman, their lone 2 starters, but they also bring back Race Fisher and a couple of key role players as well, and they are coached by first-year head coach Jason Claycamp, who was at Onega last year, but he was coaching the middle school girls, and he gets the head coaching job for the varsity boys here this year. So he has some familiarity with this Onega team, and he is ready for his season debut coming up here shortly. Let's take a break for a few minutes, and we'll come back with opening tip here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Jared Slubby with you as we're getting you ready for Onega and Oskaloosa. And we got a fun one up ahead as the Oskaloosa boys are underneath Jeremy Rockhold, his fourth season. As we'll have the starting lineups coming up here, being announced here in a little bit. I got them right for you. Got the cheat sheet here for you. Let's go ahead and start off with the Oskaloosa boys, the visitors, as they'll start off this way. It'll be number 2, Trenton Van Houten. Number 3, Tanner Haynes. Number 10, Josh Rowe. Number 13, Nick Bradshaw. And number 42, Caden Kessinger. And as for the Onega boys, wearing the home whites, it'll be number 3, Connor Nider. Number 12, Keegan Venneberg. Number 23, Jackson Coulterman. Number 44, Race Fisher. And number 24, Graham Valberg. So once again, this is Omega team that is making its season debut here tonight. And after a season where they were led by some really solid guard play, Connor Nider and Jackson Coulterman, they did lose a handful of seniors from last year's squad, but they bring back a good amount of experience with players off the bench like LJ Kelzer. What a year, or what a great athlete he is. Dale Magnet is another guy. Josh Daniels, Hunter Lehman. And they have some guys here. Race Fisher, as mentioned, he is a big body. And what a year he had on the gridiron this past year as the team's running back. His senior year was certainly filled with ups and downs as far as the team is concerned. And not quite the season that he wanted for his senior year, but still, he was really solid running it through the tackles this year. As for the Oskaloosa boys, they're trying to copy what the girls did and come out with a solid performance and get out of here with their first win of the season. Again, this is a team that performed very well this past Friday. 16 points from Van Houten and 14 from Coy Perry, 9 from Benjamin Rockhold. But Rockhold and Perry are not suited out here tonight because, again, Perry is out of town and Rockhold has some illness going on. And Josh Rowe, the other starter from last year's team, he is suiting up tonight as well. He had 6 points in that 66-60 loss against Valley Falls. So this is the lone meeting in recent history. Last year was a 59-49 Oskaloosa victory. And kind of talked about the ups and downs of the season for Onega last year. Didn't talk about Oskaloosa's season in 2022-2023. They went 5-16, 4-12 in Northeast Kansas League play, which is good enough for 8th place. They actually had a really good start to the season. They lost their first game, but won their next 4 in a row and went 4-1 into the break. But then they lost their last 12 games of the season. They did deal with some injuries, which plagued them, but we'll see if they can kind of maybe start kind of the same thing that happened last year. Like I said, they lost their first game and won the next 4. Can they possibly get a winning streak going here today? So again, Onega is in their home whites. Oskaloosa is in their road red uniforms. The girls were in blue, but the boys are in red. All right, so it'll be Josh Rowe sipping for Oskaloosa, and he will win it. And it was Keegan Vandenberg for Onega, beg your pardon. Van Houten passed to the near side wing for Tanner Hayes. One dribble. Nice give and go. Pass in a shot, no good for Caden Kissinger on a layup and a rebound for the Buffaloes. Jackson Coulterman goes to the far side. He'll give it up to Connor Nider. From the far side wing, he'll give it inside to Race Fisher. He doesn't even look at the basket, he just gives it right back. Pull-up jumper is contested, a little bit short from Connor Nider, and a rebound hauled in by Tanner Haynes. He'll go coast-to-coast, a little floater, no good, but he's fouled. And I believe that's going to go against Keegan Benneberg, and it will. Keegan Benneberg, a 6-foot sophomore, and two free throws are coming up for Trenton Van Houten. This is an Oskaloosa team that shot just 53% in their opening game, and that one rattles out of there, no good. Turnovers and free throws will be big for the Bears here in this one. Second one on its way, that one falls through. So our first point of the basketball game, and it's 1-0 Oski, 7:22 to go here in the opening frame. Coltman once again running the point. He tries to get by his defender, kicks to the far side corner. First touch of the game for Graham Valberg. The near side wing for Connor Nider, looking to penetrate. He'll hand it off instead. Vandenberg, entry pass, Fisher, high post catch. Defended by a couple of defenders. Nice pass for Vandenberg, and he lays it up and in from the near side. Nice eyes by Race Fisher, the big fella, 6'2 senior. And Onega with their first lead of the game. Near side wing catch for Nick Bradshaw, his first touch. He'll give it up to Caden Kessinger. Kessinger gives to Van Houten, fires away a three off the dribble, down a little bit short. Offensive rebound, shut up, and whistle and a foul on the floor on the putback attempt from Kessinger. That one's going to go against Race Fisher. You know the phrase, football player playing basketball, that is exactly what Race Fisher is. Just very physical, tough guy. In the post, back you down. Not going to make any shot easy in the paint. Here's the kick into the corner. Three ball on the way. No good for Van Houten. A rebound, Onega. Coltman to bring it up with 6.5 to go. Opening quarter, 2-1 Buffalo. Looking to get it inside, so he gives up to Fisher from the top of the key. Nice defense and a whistle and a jump ball. That was terrific defensive play by Tanner Haynes. And Vandenberg dribbled right into him. He just slid to his right. He was right there, step for step. Inbound to Fisher from the near side block, and he is fouled going up. So free throws coming up for Race Fisher. After that personal foul committed by Nick Bradshaw, trying to extend the early Onega lead. First one, no good off the right side of the rim. 6:16 remaining in this opening quarter. One more chance for the senior forward. That one's on the way. That one is no good as well. Ball tips loose, but picked up by Kessinger. Outlet pass up ahead. Van Houten looking to penetrate. He does so, gets in the paint, shut up, and no good. Shot from kind of his side, and rebound by Jackson Coltman. He'll keep it himself. The point guard will call the play. Dribble to the far side, gives it to Fisher, top of the key, down near side wing for Vandenberg. Vandenberg gives it to the top of the key, head fake, Nider. Looking to do something here. Field Magnet checked into the game during the fast break. Here's three ball on the way by Coltman. That's too strong off the backboard. Rebound by Kessinger. Haynes looking to push. And trying to find Josh Rowe, who hasn't touched the ball yet today. And it's wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Buffalo. Still 2-1 in favor of the home team with 5:32 remaining. Substitution will bring in Graham Valberg back in for Race Fisher. Holtzman brings it up. Falling forward in the corner is Valberg. He's going to try a three, closing out his row. It's no good. Rebound for Vandenberg. Kick it out. Nider. He thought about the three. Now he drives. He pulls up, forcing footer. That one's off the mark, off the dribble. On an offensive rebound, Vandenberg. That one's no good on the putback. Another offensive rebound, and that one is good by Graham Valberg. Three offensive rebounds, and the putback is finally through. And Ashton Glavin brings it up. And a nice pass, nice find to Josh Rowe, and he puts it in. On one pass and a finish, it's 4-3 with 5 minutes to go. Goldschmidt gets a screen, goes to his left, and gives it up to Dylan Magnet to the far side for Valber. Hands it back to Niter in the wing. Top of the key catch once again for Magnet. Looking down low, trying to give it to the cutter, and it's tipped and intercepted. Nick Bradshaw comes away with a steal, and he'll bring it up himself. Bradshaw, far side wing to Haynes. At post catch Rowe, comes out to the perimeter to catch it. Keeps a nice low dribble. Now gives it up to Kessinger. High post catch, now kicks it out to the near side wing for Bradshaw. He stops and pulls up, 16-footer, off the right side, no good. Fighting for it is Rowe, but getting it is Coulterman on the defensive rebound for Onega. Going coast-to-coast with it, far side, short corner, stops, kicks it out to Niter. Open look for three, he's good from beyond the arc. This one too strong, though. Offensive rebound for Vandenberg, that one's stolen away by Rowe on an outlet pass. Up ahead, an easy layup, and in for Tanner Haynes. And it is 5-4 in favor of the Bears. Trying to take it into the paint as Coltman fires a fadeaway. That's no good. No passes that drive for Onega. Outlet pass to the near side corner for Rowe and gives it right back. Kick to the far side corner. Three ball on the way. That one off the backboard and in the rim. And no good for Dylan Magnet, or beg your pardon, sorry, for Nick Bradshaw on a rebound. And a timeout's going to be called by the Buffaloes after the rebound. And that will allow a substitution for Josh Daniels to check into the game. Let's step aside for a quick break. 30-second timeout. It's 5-4. Onega trailing by 1 to Oskaloosa here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Early 5-4 lead for Oskaloosa. 3:33 remaining in this opening quarter. Onega with the ball, trying to get the lead back, and Josh Daniels has checked in. He'll get the ball on the far side wing, gets a screen back door, try to free up Coltman in the paint. Instead, he'll kick it out to Dell Magnet from the wing. Stop the key catch, Niter. Off the catch, he goes to the far side once again and loses it out of bounds, dribbling towards the short corner. Good defense by Ashton Glavin. And Onega bringing some full-court pressure, man-to-man. We're getting past the defender, driving and kicking, through ball on the way, and that one is a little bit short. Only sent by Hunter Miller, but an offensive rebound by Kessinger. Another try from the corner, this time by Haynes. That one spins halfway down and out once again. Another tough roll. The rebound goes to Graham Valberg. Coltman goes to the far side wing to Niter. Backdoor screen once again, doing the same play. Magnet top of the key, catching out of Daniels near side. Looking for Niter down low, can't find him, so he gives it to Coltman instead, top of the key, head fake. Drives right side on Glavin, gives it up. Long two on the way, that one's a little bit short by Magnet. And a rebound secured by Tanner Haynes. Glavin gives it right back. Haynes past the far side wing. This is Brody Wright, checked in after that timeout. In the lane, good defense by Daniels, poking a three, and they're going to say his last touch by Oskaloosa. Hunter Lehman coming into the game for the first time for Onega. Five-ten senior guard. What a baseball player he is. Three-sport athlete, playing football as well. Just a terrific all-around athlete. He'll catch the ball here, just left at the top of the key. Near side wing for Valberg, looking to get an entry pass to Magnet. Now he reverses to Daniels. One dribble back to Lehman. Far side wing, Niter. Thought about the D3. Entry pass inside Magnet, far side block. Lob it back out. Niter, head fake. Trying to get past the defender, stops, hands it off. Valberg thought about the three. 1:50 to go, drive, right side, and one! Graham Valberg with 4 points now, first player for either team with multiple field goal makes. And Onega retakes the lead at 6-5 with about 49 remaining. Onega 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far. A couple misses from Reese Fisher. That one's on the way. That one's no good. Rebound by Kessinger. Looking to push after the miss. Van Houten back in the game. into the corner, and Niner almost jumped it, but finds hands to Glavin. He'll try to get past his defender. It's Magnet. Nice shot and stupid score. Well done on the mismatch by Ashton Glavin. Got around Magnet, and it's 7-6 Oskaloosa. Niner trying to go coast-to-coast. Nice spin move to the fourth side. Can't finish, though. Rebound Glavin. Outlet pass up ahead to Ben Howden. Trying to push. 2-on-1 fast break. Layup too strong. Tipped up in the air. Rebound by Niner. He's looking to push now. Doesn't have numbers. Right side into the lane shot. Too strong once again. And a rebound by Hunter Miller. They're looking to push. Back and forth we go. A high-paced track meet and a foul against Onega on the layup attempt by Trenton Ben Howden. So three fast break attempts in a row, back to back to back. Two from Oskaloosa, one from Onega. And Oskaloosa trying to pay off with some points right here with 107 to go in the first quarter. That foul go to Daniels. First free throw from Van Houten is good. He's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. That's how he's gotten all of his points. As Ray Schmitter comes in for Dylan Magnet, Connor Niner will come and sit down. Hunter Lehman right back into the game after a brief breather. It's some substitutions as well for Oskaloosa. Josh Rowe back in the ballgame. Second one is no good. 103 now left. 8-6 Oskaloosa. Wide open three for Jackson Coltman. Nobody guarding him, but misses the three. And another nice rebound by Hunter Miller of Oskaloosa. Outlet pass up ahead, and Rowe can't haul in the pass. And it kind of jammed his finger. He's holding it. As soon as it hit him, he immediately started grabbing his hand. It's a case of looking at the basket before making the catch. And Onega a chance to tie or take the lead with 43 seconds left. Holtzman gets a nice screen by Lehman. Kicks it to Daniels. He'll try to take the lead. That's an air ball. And a rebound secured by Brody Wright. He'll take it himself. Cross half court. Into the paint, stops the high post, tries to flip it to Van Houten, but it goes out of bounds as there was some miscommunication. Van Houten was trying to go back towards the basket, and Wright flipped it out towards half court. Clock stops with 30.5 seconds left. Cross half court for Coltman with 25 seconds left. Pass fake to Fisher. Near side wing catch for Daniels. Thought about the three, now gives it up. Far side wing. As Race Fisher was open in the paint, that's what Coach Clickham was not happy about. Nice give and go, but can't finish the scoop. Was Wahlberg. Rebound for Oskaloosa. Kick to the near side corner. This is Richie Rockhold in the game. His brother Gunner is sick. Here's a three, not at the buzzer, and took it with some extra time on the clock from Finn Houghton. It's no good. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. 8-6 in favor of Oskaloosa. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
8-6, early lead for Oskaloosa. Jared Sluppy back with you here in Onega. Bears have the ball to start this second quarter. And we're back underway. Near side wing catch for Nick Bradshaw. We'll give it up to Kessinger. Top of the key. Ben Howell fires away the three. That one too strong. A loose ball is picked up by Kessinger from beyond the arc on the offensive rebound. Give it to Rowe, far side corner. Hand it back. Haynes into the far side corner. Pass fake. Drive baseline side. Nice ball pass. Kessinger, the finish jumper is good after the nice drive by Nick Bradshaw. Kessinger knocks down the jumper. his first basket of the game, and it's 10-6, Oskaloosa's largest lead of the game. Fisher with the catch, near side, Nider, top of the key, Zennerberg with it, entry pass to Fisher, it's thrown away. Haynes then carries it en route to a fast break opportunity. And it will go back to the Buffaloes. Onega trying to get some offense going. Grant Wahlberg leading Buffalo scoring with 4 points. Coltman with the basketball. We'll give it up to Fisher. Top of the key. Now near side. Snyder sweeps the ball through. One dribble. Thought about the three. Now entry pass to Fisher. Bobbled it but caught it. Now he loses it and stolen away by Haynes once again. His second steal here in this second quarter. That's the far side. Calling for it is Bradshaw. Fires away the three. That one a little bit short. Rebound for Connor Snyder. They'll look to force the issue. Nice drive, or a nice kick to Vandenberg when he misses the layup from the near side. Rebound once again for Haynes. Going coast to coast. He'll flip it back. Now driving is Bradshaw. He's fouled and one. Got hit on the back of the head. He lays it up and in. As that foul will be credited to Keegan Vandenberg, that is going to be his second personal, and he will come and take a seat, and Dylan Magnet will replace him. 6:36 left to go. In the second quarter, it's 12-6 Oskaloosa. Free throw on the way by Bradshaw, rattles out. And offensive rebound by Kessinger. He's been really good on the board so far. And he'll have another opportunity to score here. Near side wing catch for Van Houten. Will drive baseline. Good defense by Coltman. Shot up over him is no good. And rebound by Vandenberg. Ben Houghton, Coltman, two very athletic guards. Coltman will get it, but actually be Bradshaw defending him instead. Reyes Fisher, nice pass to Vandenberg. Easy lane as his defender over-anticipated. And Wahlberg easily scores. Sorry, it was Wahlberg, not Vandenberg. Going the other way, nice reverse layup for Josh Lowe, and he scoops and scores. So Wahlberg. And then Rowe with a response. It's 14-8 Oskaloosa. Dylan Magnet, one dribble and a pop. No good. Rebound for Josh Rowe. Not a great drive that time by Onega. Almost like a carry, but no call. Haynes misses the layup and a putback is good on the follow by Trenton Van Houten. His first field goal today. He has 4 and their largest lead keeps growing. It's 16-8. 8-2, Oskaloosa leads Onega here in the second quarter, and here's a turnover. Fisher with a bad pass the other way, 2-on-1 pass. Break layup up and in and good by Tanner Haynes. And timeout is called by Coach Claycamp. It is 18-8. It's now 10-2 in the second quarter in favor of the Bears. Again, 18-8 with 5:11 to go here in the second quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
And Onega, Jared Fluppy with you. Our score here in this one, 18-8. 5:11 left to go here in the second quarter. Oskaloosa has a 10-2 run to start the second quarter. And all 10 points coming from 5 field goals from 5 different players. You'd love to see that. If your head coach, Jeremy Rockhold. Spreading the ball around really well. Onega gets the ball out of the break. Coltman gets a screen from Lehman, goes to the near side. To Nider, and Nider carried it. And that'll be a turnover out of the break. Ashton Glavin in the game for the first time in the second quarter. He will inbound it to Trenton Van Houten. Also in for the Bears is Kessinger, as well as Bradshaw and Rowe. Glavin in the middle of the court, just at the far side. Bradshaw with it. One dribble. Now gives it up. gives up his dribble, that is. He'll hand it back to Van Allen, coming off a curl screen on the ball. That's the near side. Glavin gets a screen by Kessinger. Had a pick-and-roll opportunity down low, doesn't see it. He gives up on the far side. Now a pick-and-roll to Rowe, and he goes up and misses the wide-open layup as Race Fisher got blown by. Going the other way, Volberg takes the open three. That one a little bit short. Rebound by Glavin. Outlet to Van Allen. He's now looking to push. Van Allen spins to the near side. Pulls up. No good. 12-footer. Rebound Lehman. And Coulterman will now kind of slow it up a little bit with 4:13 to go in the second quarter. Near side wing catch. Snyder. Jab step fake. Drives baseline side. Layup. Good. Beautifully done. They would love to get him going. That's his first basket of the day. And it's 18-10. Your score is brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Snyder trying to force the issue. Oh, a nice Euro step. Prohop lays it up and in. Well done by Nick Bradshaw. First player with multiple field goals in the second quarter. He has four, and it's 20-10. Going the other way, Snyder trying to flow it up. That one's no good after no passes. And rebound by Kessinger. Glavin pushing. Far side, Rose looking to drive. Gets in the paint and right in the middle, and he has a couple of defenders on him, and he travels. So it's going the other way with 3:35 to go in the half. Substitutions for Onega. Multiple substitutions. LJ Kelzer checking in for the first time. And so is Maddox Honus, the 5'6 freshman. Field Magnet also back in the game. LJ Kelzer also a 5'11 junior. Lehman also in, as well as Jackson Coulterman staying in the ballgame. So some substitutions for the Buffaloes. Also for Oskaloosa, Hunter Miller checking into the game. Top of the key catch for Lehman, and he traveled. Top of the key kind of awkwardly started to trip. Leaning backwards, took a little stutter step. Once again, our score 20-10, 3:26 remaining in the second quarter. Oskaloosa ball in the backcourt. Into the front court with the pass is deflected by Lehman, and whose ball is it? And it will stay Bears basketball. Inbound it sideline in the front court. Goes to Bradshaw. Back underway. Handed off to Haynes. From the Onega O, pass near side of wing to Bradshaw, gets a screen by Kessinger, uses it, goes to his left. He'll dump it back. Miller with it, top of the key to Haynes. Gets a screen by Miller, pick and roll, nice look down low, has an open lane, and good job by Coulterman recovering, able to deflect the pass out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Bears with 3:02 to go. Coach Clay Camp calling out the defensive play call. Into the corner, pass deflected, and it goes into the backcourt. They're able to get it back, and nice job lobbing, or leaping, and making the steal. Coachman can't get the layup to go, though. Not even close on the attempt. Outlet pass up ahead, they have numbers. But quickly, Onega back on defense. Haynes will set up the play. Pass to the far side wing. Bradshaw thought about the three, now drives baseline. And he gets bumped, nothing cold, but he finishes it anyway. Nick Bradshaw with 6 second quarter points, and it's 22-10. Outscoring Onega 14-4 in the second frame. 2:25 to go. Top of the key catch, Magnet. Near side wing catch for Maddox Honus. Honus, ball over his head. The freshman looking for something to do with that. High post catch for Coachman. Drives baseline side. Nice slip underneath the defense, and he's fouled going up. As the shot is no good, but 2 free throws coming for Coachman. Trying to get his offense going. Coachman scoreless on this ball game. Ballberg has 6, Vandenberg has 2, and Snyder has 2. Only scorers in the ballgame for the Buffaloes. Meanwhile, 6 scorers for the Bears already, as the first free throw is good for Coulterman. That is his first point of the game. Connor Snyder checking in for Hunter Lehman. Trent Van Houten now checking in for Oskaloosa, in for Nick Bradshaw. 2 for 2 goes Coulterman in the charity stripe. It's now 22-12. Fulcrum has ahead to Full court pass up ahead to Kessinger, and he stutters his step just like I stutter over my words. It's a travel. It's going the other way with 2:09 remaining in the first quarter. Olserman brings up cross half court. Race Fisher now coming up to the scorer's table. Dylan Magnet to the left of the top of the key. Pass to Maddox Honus. Now to LJ Kelzer. Inside entry pass to Magnet. Turnaround jumper is good. And Dylan Magnet with his first basket of the game makes it 22-14. Again, Oskaloosa quickly working after a made basket. Then Houghton from the top of the key. Nice crossover dribble. Working on Coltman, lob down low. Kessinger gets past Magnet and one. Gets bumped from behind, and Kessinger with his second basket of the quarter. And now about 16 second quarter points for Oskaloosa, doubling their first quarter total. Mills ready to finish the and one. Oskaloosa 2-for-5 from the free throw line so far this evening. On its way, off the backboard, and spins in there. You know, things are going your way. Vino has 5 points. It's 25-14 with 1:30 left to go in the second quarter in favor of Oskaloosa. Near side wing, Cash Schneider. Trying to blow by his defender. Nice hands to strip it free is Brody Wright. And I'd say out of bounds, last touch by Wright, but Schneider just took it right to him. And Wright says, you're going to put the ball right in front of me. I'm going to take a big swipe at it. And he did. So it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Kelzer, the inbounder, into the corner. Niner's going to try a three. That's short. And loose ball picked up by Race Fisher. And he'll dump it back to Maddox Honus. Near side, Coulterman tries a three. That one is pure. Jackson Coulterman with his first field goal of the game. He now has 5 after a couple made free throws. Again, looking to push after the made field goal. And a pass for Wright is deflected off of his hands and out of bounds. It was maybe deflected by a Buffalo to deter it to the left. And he was unable to catch it on its line. And with 1:05 left to go, it's 25-17 in favor of the Bears. Coltman, pass fake, is to Fisher, top of the key, on your side wing for Niner. Coming off a screen, it's Coltman fading away, 8-footer no good, and Fisher with the offensive rebound, he puts it up, and he is fouled. 52 seconds left, and that foul goes against Tanner Haynes, team second, his first. The free throw for Fisher is a little too strong, and he's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line here tonight. More try for the board on the way, and that one rolls in there, getting a friendly roll this time. And he gets his first point of his ball game. It's 25-18 with 45 seconds left. Ben Houghton, pass near side, almost taken away by Niner, but Wright catches it with his foot on the line. It's out of bounds. And Onega gets the turnover. Chance to possibly make this a two-possession game. 43 seconds. For Coltman, he brings it up. Pass fake far side goes to top of the key to Fisher. Near side for Niner. Give and go to Fisher can't get a shot to go. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound Oskaloosa. Looking to push it with 28 seconds left. And off for Van Houten. Fires out a three off the dribble. Too short. Air ball. Rebound for LJ Kelzer. Outlet pass. Donis up ahead to Coltman at half court with 19 seconds left. Now settle it down from the half court circle with 12 seconds left. Near side, catch Niner. Nice jab step fake. He gives it up to Fisher with 10 seconds. Pass near side corner. Coltman with 5 seconds. Top of the key catch. Head fake Honus. Pulls up, that's blocked by Van Houten. 1 second, fires away a three, fading away, and that is short by Coltman at the buzzer, and that's how the first half comes to a close. An exciting second quarter, 17 points for Oskaloosa in that second quarter, and Oskaloosa has 12 for their second quarter, and that gets us to 25-18 at the break in favor of the Bears. Let's step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back with your halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, our halftime score, it's Oskaloosa 25, Onega 18 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
It is halftime here in Onega. Our score, Oskaloosa 25, Onega 18. Let's get to some of our point totals from the first half as we start off with the Onega Buffaloes, who are currently on the wrong side of the scoreboard at the moment. Starting off with our leading scorer, Graham Valberg. He has 6 points, had a couple of two-point baskets in the first quarter and one in the second quarter. 5 points for Jackson Coulterman. He has that with 1 3-point field goal and a pair of free throws. Then 2 points apiece for Connor Nider, Keegan Vennerberg, and Dylan Magnet, as well as a free throw from Race Fisher. And for the Oskaloosa Bears, how about 6 different scorers so far, with Nick Bradshaw leading the way. All 6 of his points coming in the second quarter. Also 5 points for Caden Kessinger. He has two-point field goals in the second quarter and a free throw, and 4 points apiece as well for Trenton Van Houten, Tanner Hayes, and Josh Rowe, and 2 points for Ashton Glavin. So again, our score is 25-18. So this has been a close one so far all the way through. Both teams playing quickly, and as a result, there has been a lot of turnovers from both teams, kind of to be expected early on in this season. And there really hasn't been a single player that has been like, okay, he has been lights out so far. I mean, Nick Bradshaw has been able to score. He has the most field goals out of anybody with 3, and Grant Valberg, same thing, but all been kind of on layups. So kind of just making sure that they can make those baskets inside, as there is not a single 3-point shot that's been made for Oskaloosa and only 1 for Onega. It really hasn't been a ton attempted either. As for the free throw situation for Oskaloosa, they are 3 for 6, and as for Onega, they are 3 for 7. So free throws not going great for either team in this first half either. So I think this one may be coming down to the wire. It was a nice little run at the end of the half for Onega after Oskaloosa was trying to get out to a almost 10-point lead. But Onega was able to find some offense towards the end of that second quarter to get back within 3 possessions, which is where we are now. So once again, our halftime score, it's 25-18 in favor of Oskaloosa. Step aside for another break here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, or excuse me, highlandcc.edu. here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
25-18 is our score at the half. Kind of recapping how this one has unfolded so far. Both teams really struggled to score in that first quarter. Oskaloosa holding an 8-6 lead. Only two Buffaloes able to score in that first quarter. Tanner Haynes, Josh Rowe, Ashton Glavin making the field goals. Trent Van Houten making a pair of free throws. And then Oskaloosa was able to really share the ball well in the second quarter with Nick Bradshaw kind of taking things over. He had 6 points in the second quarter. Caden Kessinger, he had 4 points as well in the second frame. Josh Rowe, Tanner Haynes, Trent Van Houten also scoring some field goals as well, and that is where we have gone here, as Onega was able to make a little bit of a late rally at the end of the second quarter to kind of make things interesting once again, as it is a three-possession lead. It is 25-18 in favor of the Bears, as Oskaloosa trying to even up their record after a tough 66-60 loss at Valley Falls on Friday. They performed very well in that one, but came up just short against a very good Dragons team. And as for the Buffaloes, of course, their season debut tonight, getting a bit of a litmus test on how this team will be this season after a solid year a year ago, 7-14, 4-8 in TVL play, hoping to make some strides with some better performance throughout and more consistent play as well. This is a team that fights hard all the way to the end. I talked about Jason Klaycamp and said, yeah, that's what I've seen so far out of this team, and we'll try to see if they can fight to keep this thing interesting, keep this game interesting all the way through the second half. So we're back underway. The Buffaloes have the ball first, and we are back underway in this one. Coachman passed the near side wing to Graham Valberg. Mentioned how he's had a nice start to this one. Race Fisher would love to get him going, get to the touch. We'll pass the far side wing to Connor Nider. Coachman calls for it. He catches in the high post as the defender falls over. Open 15-footer. It's too open, and it's no good. And a rebound goes to Tanner Haynes. Haynes crossover dribble to the far side wing. And entry pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bears. Bradshaw will be the inbounder. He leads all scorers with 6 points. Him and Valberg tied with six. Haynes stopping the key on the inbound. Drives to the far side to the wing from beyond the perimeter. Now gives up his dribble. Looking for Kessinger. Finds him down low. Shot up. High off the glass. No good. Good defense from Fisher, but a foul. Actually, they're going to say the foul is against Kessinger on the rebound. First team foul, and that'll be his second personal. Race Fisher clapping up after he drew the foul. And Coltman will now bring it up for the Buffs. Crossover dribble, Coltman gives up to Nider, far side wing. Goes middle, kick it out near side corner. Entry pass, Fisher, up fake, now kicks it out to Nider, wanting to travel, not going to get the call. Driving baseline underneath the basket. Nider wraparound pass on the far side corner to Coltman once again. Hands it back. And Vennerberg gives it back to Nider. Nider stops at the far side elbow. Head fake. Fisher kicks it out. Nider, tough time handling that pass. Now he'll drive right side. Flips it up. Thought he was fouled. Not going to get the call. Rebound Kessinger. Out of that pass. Nicely done to Bradshaw. 2-1 fast break. Shot him over a defender. No good. Rebound Coltman. Nonega not really pushing too hard here. I'll call the play. Vennerberg, far side wing to Valberg. Top of the key catch for Nider. Jab step, now gives it up to Vennerberg. Defended by Josh Rowe. Valberg, inside, nice look for Fisher. Nice spin move, and pivot foot gets his first field goal make of the game. In the first basket of this third quarter, it's 25-20. Far side wing catch for Haynes. Stops, pops, 17-footer, no good, as 3 minutes have gone by. A rebound by Kessinger, offensive board, and a foul against the Buffaloes. And now go against Jackson Coltman. Team's first. And his first as well. So 5:59 left to go here in this third quarter, 25-20 in favor of the Bears. Oskaloosa off to a solid start. Third quarter. Nice pass deflection by Nider. Couldn't quite get the steal, though, as Wright gets it from almost half court. Rowe will hand it off to Van Houten. Drives right side on Daniels, falling into him. Gets the shot to fall. Tough shot by Trenton Van Houten. His second field goal make of the game. Nider pushing after the make. In the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Missing everything. I think he again wanted the foul. I'm not going to get a rebound by Ashton Glavin. Outlet pass to Bradshaw. Had an open look at three. Inside. Holds onto it. Now gives up to Glavin. Far side wing catch to Van Houten. Gets a screen from Kessinger in a pick-and-roll situation. He'll keep it himself. Footer no good. Gets his own miss. Second try by Van Houten. That one is also no good. Rebound Kessinger. Third try. That one is no good, but he's fouled. And that one is going to go against Josh Daniels. That is going to be his second. And team foul number two with 5:19 left to go here in the third. 27-20 Oskaloosa. Chance to grow that lead right here with the basket. Inbound, the lob to Glavin, defended by Daniels, goes to his left, hands it back to Van Houten, who's defended by Coltman. Screen by Rowe, goes to his right, off the dribble. And the Kessinger, pass far side, Glavin, gets the screen by Kessinger, now he goes to his left, to the middle. Drive, in the lane, Glavin, little floater, no good with his left hand, rebound by Jackson Coltman. Keeps it himself, out of that pass all the way up to the front court, pass deflected by Rowe, gets into the hands of Coltman, he pulls up 13-footer and drains it. Good job by Coltman, catching that after the deflection, keeping his foot composure. Lead back down to five for Oskaloosa. Hand off for Bradshaw. Gives to Van Houten. Tries the contested three by Coltman. No good. Rebound Race Fisher. Chance to make this a one possession game right here. Daniels. To Nider. Corner for Valberg. Nice pass inside to Fisher. Goes to work on a couple of defenders. And a whistle and a travel. Nice defense as Glavin came in to help Kessinger defend Race Fisher in the paint on the far side in the block. And with 4:32 left to go, Oskaloosa gets the ball back, leading 27-22. As your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Glavin goes across half court, once again defended by Daniels. Pass near side wing. Hunter Miller back in the game, makes the catch. Gets it back to Josh Rowe, bounce pass Glavin. Far side wing, almost stutter stepped and traveled, but they don't say that it was a travel. Doesn't use a screen, and now whistle and a bump on the floor against Onega's Connor Nider. That's going to be the 13th foul and his first personal. It's now just 2 fouls away from the double bonus with 4:12 to go. Inbound to Bradshaw to Rowe in the corner to Glavin. Drives baseline. Set over to defenders. It's no good, but he's fouled. That might be on Daniels again. And it will be. That is his third personal. First player for either team to have 3 personal fouls. Now we'll send him to the line to shoot 2, and now we'll give them double bonus for the rest of the quarter, which there's still 4:07 remaining. First free throw for Glavin is no good. He has 2 points so far on the day. Substitution will bring Brody Wright into the game for the first time here in this second half, and Josh Rowe will get a breather. Now Maddox Honus, the freshman, checking in for the first time in the second half. He played some late in the second quarter as he comes in for Josh Daniels. One more free throw coming up for Ashton Glavin. Let's go, and that one is pure. So he now has 3 points, and it's 28-22. It's a two-possession game with 4:03 remaining here in the third quarter. Nider lost it, and an outlet pass up ahead. Fast break opportunity for Wright. Layup, no good for straightaway. Offensive rebound, Miller was right there, and he lays it back and in. Hunter Miller, right place, right time. He snagged it out of midair as it was coming down, and it is 30-22, Oskaloosa. Honus stops, gives it up to Nider. He drives, gets past the defender, shot up over Kessinger, no good, rebound Hunter Miller. Gives it up ahead to Bradshaw. He's looking to drive in the lane. It's a nice strip by Race Fisher, just stuck his hand in there, knocked it free. And the Bears get the ball underneath the basket with 3:30 left to go in the third quarter. Keegan Vandenberg checks back in for Connor Nider. Jason Claycamp, the coach for Onega. Trying to get a clarification here. Looks like we're good to go. So Wright dribbles to the middle from the near side wing. Pass the far side to Bradshaw. Gets screened by Kessinger. Goes to his left. Now versus Kors. Gives up his dribble. Bounce pass. Deflected. And they're going to say that Max Honus committed the foul as Glavin tried to come up to help him out and collect the pass. He did bump into Glavin. But get Honus for the personal. And that will send them to the line for the double bonus with 3:15 to go still in this third quarter. And it's going to be Honus' first personal. Glavin 1-for-2, his last trip. The lefty can't get this one to go. Derek Harvey checking in for the first time tonight, the freshman for Oskaloosa. That one is good. So Glavin goes 1-for-2. And it's 31-22 Oskaloosa with 3:07 remaining in the third quarter. Pass to the far side wing to Honus. Pass fake. He's been being defended heavily by Miller. And now a travel is called by Keegan Vandenberg, or on Keegan Vandenberg. Defended heavily by Nick Bradshaw. Good defense that possession for Oskaloosa. A little mini 4-0 run after Oskaloosa's lead was cut down to just 4. Or 5, excuse me. Pass to the near side wing to Glavin. As Richie Rockhold checked into the game, that last stoppage. Harvey clearing Glavin out of there. Driving kick. Rockhold for 3. That's a little bit short. Long rebound for Race Fisher. And off to Vandenberg. We'll hand it off to Colterman. He'll bring it up with 2.5 minutes to go here in this third. Passes to Race Fisher. Nice backdoor cut for Wahlberg, but he can't make the wide open layup. Great pass by Race Fisher, but they can't pay it off. Rebound to Oskaloosa. Almost a carry there by Brody Wright. He'll give it up to to Richie Rockhold. His brother Gunner is sick, not playing in this one. Getting a screen, now shooting off of the dribble. That's off the right side and no good for Brody Wright. Rebound for Maddox Honus getting the rebound. At five. Maddox Honus at 5'6" getting that rebound. A buck 55 remaining. Pass inside on the cut inside. Vandenberg kicks it out. Three ball on the way by Kolchman. A little bit short. Rebound by Glavin. Now he loses it. It's thrown away by Honus. And Honus double dribbled it. So a turnover right back to Oskaloosa. Hunter Lehman and Dylan Magnet checking in for Race Fisher and Keegan Vandenberg. With 1:46 to go in the third. 31-22 is the score. We have a timeout. It'll be a full 60-second break, and we will take that full 60 seconds as well. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
31-22, our score. Oskaloosa leading at Onega. We're back underway with 1:44 remaining in the third quarter. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Cross half court is Brody Wright. He gives it back to Ashton Glavitt from the top of the key. Crosses over, goes to the far side. Off a screen, a catch and a shot for Richie Rockhold. That one's no good. He's 0-for-2 on the night now, and a rebound hauled in by Graham Valberg, and he is fouled. It'll go the other way. Second team foul against Oskaloosa, and that personal will go against Derek Harvey. That is going to be his first personal. And a 5-for-5 substitution for Oskaloosa. How about this? So Rowe, Kessinger, Haynes, Van Houten, and Bradshaw all in the game. So I guess 4-for-4. So they have their starters in the game. And Onega trying to make this a possible 3, or make this a 2-possession game once again. 1:15 to go now here in the third. 31-22, Oskaloosa. Lehman, top of the key catch. Pass the near side wing. Kolterman, head fake. Drives baseline, stops, pops. 10-footer, good. Hand in his face, and he made it anyway. And Kolterman now with 9 points on the game. Going the other way, Josh Rowe, a nice pass to him, and he finishes at the basket. He now has 6. And it's 33-24 with 48 seconds left. Honus will call out the play for the Buffaloes. Dribble to the near side and hand it off to Kolterman. Stops, gives it up to Magnus. Looks on, ball out in front of him. Pass to the far side to Graham Valberg. Lehman off a screen, catches the top of the key. Now near side wing catch for Honus. Looking inside to Magnet, trying to pass to him. He does get it through there. Spins to the outside, gives it to Honus, 15-footer. Hand in his face, he knocks it down. Maddox Honus with his first basket of his young career. Outlet pass up ahead to Rowe, shot up off the glass. No good by Kessinger. And they get the offensive rebound, and Bradshaw goes up reverse layup and almost went in. That was such a tough shot, couldn't quite get it to go. And he'll get 2 free throws here with 11.8 seconds left. It's 33-26 Oskaloosa. That foul goes against Dylan Magnet. That's going to be his second. Already in the double bonus. First free throw on the way. That one good. For Nick Bradshaw. Had an and-one earlier and missed the free throw to finish off the end one as Hunter Lehman comes to the bench. And timeout is called. Is checking in as Graham Valberg back in the game. So we got one more free throw coming up after this 30-second break. It's 34-26 Oskaloosa. 11.8 seconds left here in the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Ruth Arrow coming up here for Nick Bradshaw. Another break. It's on the way. And that one is no good off the right side. Rebound Dylan Magnet, who fouled him. 8 seconds left for Coulterman, and he lost it. And he gets it to Honus somehow. 5 seconds. Magnet is stripped with 1 second. And a little floater for three at the buzzer. No good for Trenton Van Houten at the buzzer in a wild way for the third quarter to come to a close. 34-26 is your score going into the fourth quarter. Let's take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 Heated Access Vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the fourth, 34-26. Oskaloosa with the lead, a low-scoring barn burner here in Onega. And the Bears have the ball to start out this third quarter. Only 9 points for Oskaloosa in that third quarter. They scored 17 in the second, only 8 in the first. That's the near side wing for Trenton Van Houten. Lob down low on the give and go to Josh Rowe. Can't get a shot to go. Gets it, don't miss. One dribble. Reverse layup is good. Nice reverse layup by Josh Rowe. He now has 8. And now leads the team in scoring. And nice save by Van Houten. Almost able to get away with it. Now whistle and a double dribble against Jackson Coulterman. So they do force a turnover. It's going the other way. So 8 points for Rowe, 7 for Bradshaw, 6 for Van Houten, and for Onega, 9 points for Jackson Coulterman, 6 for Valberg, 3 for Fisher, and 4 with 2 points. 13 total scores in this ballgame, 7 for Oskaloosa and 6 for Onega. Love to see that if you're both of the head coaches. Kessinger to the near side for Van Houten. One dribble fire, 17-footer is good for Trenton Van Houten. He now has 8 points. And it's 38-26 with 7:09 to go in the game. Coulterman calls out the play. L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer goes middle, driving kick. Three ball on the way for Valberg. That's no good. Didn't look like he had his feet underneath him. Offensive rebound, though, to Race Fisher. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the ball as Honus had it. And Tanner Haynes commits the personal. Connor Nider will check in for Onega, coming in for Maddox Honus and for Haynes, that is his second personal foul. And it'll be Coulterman getting it out of the little stoppage of play. Kelzer has it, far side wing, giving it up to Valberg. Valberg, entry pass, nice look for Fisher, gives it up to Kelzer, looks like the long two, that was no good for 15 feet from the low to the high post, and rebound by Oskaloosa. Then Houghton hoping to push, pass to the near side wing. And Haynes calls out the play. Gets a screen by Rowe, gives it up. Kessinger, far side wing for Trenton Van Houten. Drives right side on Coulterman. He's fouled. Almost got the circus shot to fall. And he'll get 2 shots at the charity stripe. And for Coulterman, that'll be his second. And the first team foul with 6:25 remaining. 38-26 Oskaloosa. Your score brought to you by Holthouse, Auto House, and Fairview. First free throw on the way for Van Houten is pure. Got three of the team's 5 points here in this final frame. Onega still looking for their first basket in the fourth quarter. Second one is up and good as well. Van Houten 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Now press run on by Oskaloosa. Onega breaks it into the front court and a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Clay Camp of Onega. Not very many timeouts are going to be left for the Buffaloes. They called one late in the third quarter as well. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Give you a reminder that on Friday, here on 92.1 FM, KMCA will be in Hiawatha as the Red Hawks will be taking on the Centralia Panthers. We'll have our live pregame coverage starting at 6:45. We'll have interviews from both of the girls' coaches for tip-off at 6. I don't think I said the 5:45 is when we'll start pregame. 6 is tip-off. I think I accidentally said 6:45 there. Kind of still getting used to the basketball tip-off time as opposed to the football tip-off or kickoff times, I guess I could say. So Centralia at Hiawatha next week right here on KMZA. Not next week, on Friday, excuse me. 6:17 to go in this one, 40-26. Oskaloosa with their largest lead of the ball game here in Onega. Here's the inbound to Jackson Coltman of Onega, and we're back underway. After that 30-second timeout from Jason Claycamp, the first-year head coach from Onega. Hypost catch for Race Fisher. Opposite side, elbow-to-elbow pass to Kelzer. His second shot of the day is no good. Loose ball, and still loose, picked up. Far side by Wahlberg, and Wahlberg is hit on the arm, I believe, by Van Houten. And he is. That is the second team foul, is just his first personal. So inbound at near half court. And give it to Coltman. Dribbles to the near side. Coltman gives it up to Connor Nider. Give it right back to Coltman to cut into the paint. Shut up, no good on a turnaround. No good. Rebound by Van Houten. Dribble up the far side. Stops at the far side wing. Pulls up for three. That was deflected. Kessinger gets his hand on it. Grabs it. Nice dish to Bradshaw. Can't get the reverse layup to go. And Fisher is held on the arm. And it's going the other way. In back-to-back possessions, Trent Van Houten committing a personal foul. That'll be team foul number 3. Now a 4-for-4 substitution. Call that a Wendy's substitution, if you will. Unfortunately, Wendy's not having that promotion anymore. Inflation, man, it'll get you every time. The lone man staying in the ball game is Brody Wright. Staying in the ball game for Oskaloosa. Pass the far side wing for Graham Wahlberg. Entry pass to Fisher, and he is fouled once again. That foul will go against Derek Harvey. So it's Harvey, Miller, Haynes, Brockhold, and Wright in the game for Oskaloosa. Inbound to Nider, wide open three-pointer. He waited a little bit. Might have waited a little bit too long because it's no good, a little bit too strong. 5:20 left to go. Oskaloosa with the ball up 40-26. The score brought to you by Hull House Auto House in Fairview. From midcourt O. Pass to the near side to Rockhold. Gets a screen. Nice pick and roll. Pass almost too high, but a good job hauling it in. Shot no good off the glass by Harvey. And a rebound and a jump ball between Harvey and Race Fisher. Fisher has been battling for the Buffaloes down low here in this fourth quarter here so far. Jump ball favors the Buffaloes. Inbound to Coltman. Dribble to the near side. Hand it off, Nider. On the near side. Reverses course, heads to the baseline, pulls up 13-footer, no good. Rebound for Richie Rockhold. Rockhold passed up ahead. Hunter Miller had an open look, so gives it up to the top of the key. And Tanner Haynes will reverse course. Far side wing catch, Brody Wright. Screen from Harvey, pick and roll. Another opportunity, that's swatted out of there. Once again by Race Fisher. The pass was a little bit taller, a little bit further out in front of Harvey. They had an opportunity to make a basket catch and an easy lay-in, but instead, inbound on the far side with 4:34 to go. Inbound near half court for Tanner Haynes. Defended heavily by Wahlberg. Pass near side for Rockhold. Hands it backwards to Harvey. Signals for right to clear out to give it up to Tanner Haynes. He drives baseline, reverse layup. Good! And off the glass, Tanner Haynes with his first field goal since the second quarter. He has six, and it's 42-26. He's done such a fantastic job spreading the basketball around. And Wahlberg hands it off to Fisher. Top of the key, hands it back to Nider. Coming off a curl screen, dumps it off for Wahlberg, but he can't hold on to the pass. It was thrown away by Haynes. Coachman trying to steal it right back, but he can't before it's out of bounds, and Oskaloosa gets the ball just past the halfway point. 3:59 to go in the ball game. It's 42-26. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game as Josh Daniels coming in for Onega. And Keegan Venneberg checking in for Onega. Inbound to Rockhold, bring it up the near sideline, defended by Daniels, at his back, hands it off. Three ball on the way from Tanner Haynes, too strong. Offensive rebound, Brody Wright. He'll bring it out to the perimeter, far side. Cross-court pass, wide open, look down low for Derek Harvey, who finishes, and the foul! Derek Harvey with his first basket of the game. That is the eighth Bear to make a point tonight. And it is 44-26. They continue to grow their largest lead. Pulling away from the Buffaloes. And Onega still has not scored here in this fourth quarter. Free throw on the way. Got it. Makes the free throw. They have outscored Onega 11-0. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Josh Daniels shuffled his feet a little bit. No travel called, though. Wahlberg giving to a cutter down low. That's Venneberg. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Wright. Brings up the near side. Thought about possibly pushing it, but instead brings it back. Wright's not going to drive on Connor Nider. He stops, gives it up, dumps it back for Tanner Haynes. Haynes from the half-court O. The Rockhold. Now to Harvey, top of the key. Gives it up to the corner, far side. Driving baseline to Haynes. Stops at the short corner, gives it back to Harvey. From the wing, goes wing to wing with it to the near side for Rockhold. Using a lot of time here, now 2:53 remaining. Now whistle and a carry is called on Richie Rockhold. 4-for-4 substitution once again. Rowe, Kessinger, Van Houten, and Bradshaw checking in. With Brody Wright being the little man that still stays in the ballgame. Good job by that second wave of Oskaloosa Bears. They have still held an Onega scoreless. It's 45-26. Scoreless here in this third quarter, that is. Snyder, top the key catch, is going to drive right side, and Lane gets bumped, gets blocked, but fouled. Looked pretty clean. Maybe, if anything, it was on the body, but still looks like a pretty clean block. Yep, they're going to say he got him with the body. That's a good clarification by the official. And Brody Wright picks up his second personal foul. Free throws here for Connor Nider, hoping to give Onega its first points of this quarter. And that one is short and no good for Nider. Nider, a senior, going to be one of the leaders of this team. Second one's on the way. That one is good. And Onega has its first points of this fourth quarter with 2:39 left to go. Here's the inbound for Bradshaw, looking for somebody to get open. A whistle in 5 seconds or timeout? It's going to be timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 45-27, 60-second break here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KMZA.
Bill 239 remaining in the ball game. 45-27, Oskaloosa leading at Omega. The Bears trying to sweep the evening after the girls won their game as well. Baseball pass deflected, and coming back to get it is Wright. He catches it, he gets bumped, and he's getting bumped by Niter, and they call the foul. What a pass. Shown off the arm is Nick Bradshaw. They were just inches away from making that a perfect pass. Maddox Honus and Graham Valberg checking in for Josh Daniels and Hunter Lehman. That foul was the third team foul in Niter's second personal. Inbound to Rowe, bounce pass to Bradshaw, pass fake far side, now dribbles and will fake the handoff, and now will hand it off to Trent Van Houten near half court. Bears well on their way to a 1-1 start to this 2023-2024 season, just like last year. And Howland's trying to get away from Coulterman, and they're going to say that he was doing a 5-second call. Coulterman was defending him heavily for 5 seconds, and that is a turnover to the Buffaloes. Well done by Coulterman, not giving up. Those just joining us. Onega went the first 6 minutes and 21 seconds of this fourth quarter without any points. It was 34-26 going into this fourth quarter, and it's now 45-27. Pass fake by Honus. Looks down low for Fisher. Nice dump off. Nice head fake by Valberg, and he is swatted out of there by Kessinger. He has it taken away, but a foul is going to be called on the arm. Fantastic defense by Kessinger. And that foul is going to go against Graham Valberg, and that's going to be his first and team's fourth. So double bonus for both teams for the remaining 1:58. Bradshaw to inbound, a baseball pass, and that one caught by Kessinger, but he steps from the front court and into the back court. And it'll be a turnover, and it'll be Onega basketball. It was a pass intended for Van Houten, but Kessinger came up to it to make the catch. And his first step was across, and then he went backwards. So the Buffaloes get the ball back, still hope for their first field goal. Here's three ball by Valberg. That's short. Rebound by Bradshaw. That's going to be another baseball pass, and that one's perfect on the money. A set fake by Wright, and he gets it under and scores. Brody Wright is the ninth Oskaloosa Bear to score tonight. It's 47-27. And now a quick three by Coltsman trying to respond. No good. Long rebound by Maddox Honus. Underneath the basket, dumps a nice look for Valberg. And there is the first field goal make of the fourth quarter by Onega with 1:28 remaining. And a timeout is called. It is 47-29. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
47-29, our score. Onega just 1 minute and 28 seconds away from getting their first win of this young season. And what a performance has been here in this fourth quarter as they have outscored the Buffaloes 13-3. And just before this timeout, Onega just got their first field goal of this fourth quarter. They didn't get their first point with 2:39 left in the fourth quarter. So it's been a rough fourth for the Buffaloes. They went into this quarter trailing by just three possessions. It was 34-26. Inbound for Miller for Oskaloosa. They give it to Rockhold. Now Miller gets it right back. He'll get a screen to go up the sideline. Nice pass up ahead. Pass deflected, though, and into the hands of Connor Nider. In the game for Oskaloosa is Carter Boyd. And a pass deflected out of bounds. And they're going to say that it was not deflected, not touched. It's going to be to Oskaloosa. Also in the game for the first time tonight is Carter Sabalka, the junior. Inbound to Richie Rockhold. Rockhold in the backcourt still, trying to get it across, defended by Hunter Lehman heavily. Crossover dribble, shakes them, and is able to get across. With 1 minute even left to go in this ballgame. Sabalka looking inside, getting a screen by Boyd on a pick and roll, gives up his dribble, now gives up the basketball to Miller. Right to his left, and hands it off to Rockhold. Back to Sabalka, pass fake. And now Hunter Miller had it taken away. Pass break the other way. Colterman, double pass to Nider, and he lost it out of bounds. And turning it back over to the Bears with 40.5 seconds left. Inbound to Rockhold. Bring it up the far side. Pushing off Lehman, trying to subdue him. Does so successfully. Far side wing pass is deflected, almost thrown away by Nider, but out of bounds, it'll stay with the Bears. Up next for Oskaloosa is a date with Washington County in 6 days on the 11th. So they do not play this Friday, which is pretty interesting. As for the Bears, they have Morehill Man Academy on Friday at home. That'll be their home debut, and what a game that will be. Pass stolen away, 2-on-1 fast break. Nider gets bumps, lays it up and in. And Connor Nider has his first field goal since the second quarter. He now has 5 points on his game. It's been a rough day for him. 3 seconds left. And that will be it. 47-31, Oskaloosa. They sell it fourth quarter to pull away from the Buffaloes and win this one. And improve to 1-1. As for the Onega boys, they fall to 0-1. Let's step aside for a break, and we'll come back with your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, and we'll also crown our player of the game as well, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Once again, your final score is Oskaloosa 47, Onega 29, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Our final score in this one, Oskaloosa defeats Onega on the road 47-29. Taking a look at your unofficial stats from tonight's contest, starting off with Onega, 9 points for Jackson Coltman. He leads all Buffalo scorers. Also, 8 points for Graham Valberg, 5 points for Connor Nider, and 2 points apiece for Maddox Honus, Keegan Venneberg, and Dylan Magnet, as well as 3 points for Race Fisher. As for Oskaloosa, the leading scorer is Trenton Van Houten. He has 10 points. He goes 4 for 6 from the free throw line as well. And he was one of 9 total scorers for the Bears. So there was not really a single player that really was heads and shoulders above everybody else. But Trenton Van Houten is your leading scorer. And we'll go ahead and crown him our player of the game as well. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com here in our post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Getting back to the rest of the scores for the Bears, also 8 points for Josh Rowe. He had 7 from Nick Bradshaw, with 6 of those coming in the second quarter. He also had 6 from Tanner Hayes, 5 from Caden Kessinger, 4 from Ashton Glavin, 3 from Derek Harvey, and 2 apiece from Brody Wright and Hunter Miller. So really, it was just a total team effort. I can't remember if I mentioned Tanner Haynes. He had 6 points as well. So 9 different scorers. Trenton Van Houten, he gets 10 points. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. So once again, Oskaloosa wins it. They improve to 1-1 on the very, very young regular season. After a tough loss on Friday, they win it here in Onega, and they finally have a home game coming up on Friday against Moorhill-Mann Academy in their NEKL matchup, as they try to get their first league win coming up on Friday. And that's where the Buffaloes, they get a little bit of time off before they take on Washington County on December the 11th. So that is going to do it here on our post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BOutdoors.com. From Jared Sluppy and Kurt Kilman, once again, our final score here in Onega. Oskaloosa boys win it 47-29. As for the girls' game, the final score in that one was 51-37 in favor of Oskaloosa as well. So the Bears get the sweep here in Onega. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good rest of your week here from the MSC Sports Radio Network.